Let's do one on Shirley, Shirley, last name Cowan, Cowan. This is a 70-year-old woman admitted to hospice with malignant neoplasm of the upper outer quadrant of the left breast, period. She also suffers from diabetes, autoimmune thyroiditis, hypertension, malignant neoplasm of liver and intrahepatic bile duct, as well as neoplasm breast cancer metastatic to the lungs and the bones with vitamin deficiency and anemia, period. This 70-year-old woman was admitted to hospice after exhausting all chemo and radiation therapy for her very aggressive breast cancer, period. She currently has a KPS score of 50%. Her pain level is 3 to 4 at this time. Patient requires help with ADL, has decreased appetite. Patient has had tremendous weight because both of the breast cancer, her severe pain, as well as side effects of her chemo and radiation therapy, period. She's currently fully responsive, but quite weak. She sleeps over 12 hours a day, found to be depressed, no evidence of skin breakdown currently, period. Patient requires around-the-clock care with giving her multiple medications and especially her pain, causing her constipation and abdominal pain and associated with nausea and vomiting, period. Then let's put new paragraph. Patient initial diagnosis goes to earlier in April, where she noticed a lump in her breast 2 months ago. At the time of diagnosis, she had a rather large breast mass, 4 by 3 by 4 centimeter. PET scan showed progressive disease. As was mentioned, along with this metastatic behavior, and aggressive behavior, patient has now decided on no further treatments, and has chosen hospice care. Period. Patient remains hospice appropriate, expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.